the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Wyoming Department of Health confirmed earlier in the week that an adult Campbell County woman was among the 14 deaths in the state related to COVID-19. The woman was hospitalized, wasn't known to have any risk factors or severe illness, and passed earlier this month. The number of new cases recorded has remained low, with 20 new cases in the county and 362 cases statewide within the past 14 days. A woman has been scammed out of $800 after trying to buy a puppy on Facebook. The woman agreed to have the Labrador puppy shipped to her from Colorado, insured. When she was asked for another $500 for a special carrier, she balked and the seller refused to refund her money. The Campbell County Sheriff's Office warns about purchasing animals off of Facebook or Craigslist. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Visiting Devil's Tower National Monument is a great trip. Just remember to have a debit or credit card handy. Starting April 1st, admittance to the park can only be purchased with a card or digital payment. The new system will cut down on the number of man hours spent managing cash. Admission can be bought ahead of time by visiting recreation.gov or through the recreation.org app. Passes can be stored on the app on your phone or printed ahead of time. Twin Spruce and Sage Valley Junior Highs will both be represented in the State Math Counts competition on March 31st. Twin Spruce took the top three spots in Sage Valley, rounded out number four, with students Nish Mehta, Danica Kane, Oliver Myers, and Jared Milinkovich. The state has five chapters, so there will be 20 competitors at the event.